Thank you so much. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to study your word tonight. But your word, we have to hear your word in your voice, and then our ears have to be open for revelation about what you want us to do and about our lives. So thank you, Holy. You give us the Holy Spirit. Help us hear you. Help us to understand you and have the power to be able to follow your instruction. Thank you for every man, woman under the sound of my voice tonight, that their lives be blessed, that they grow and develop in the things of God. And we just thank you for all you have done. You've been good to us, God. And you've been good for a long time. Oh, my goodness. And we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness. You're just a good God. We love you, and we want to honor you tonight. So just speak to us and let us hear what you're saying so we can apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. In Isaiah chapter 10, in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 10, I'm going to read one verse from that chapter. There's a revelation that I believe a lot of releases is about to be made. I'm going to deal with one of the slickest things Satan has used to block many things out of our lives. So you about to, some things that may have been blocked, all right? The revelation of what the Lord has shown us to be a prophetic and an apostolic church, that we can live the life in Ephesians 4:11 through 16. If you never read that, read Ephesians 4:11 through 16. That's the kind of life we should be living. But there's a lot of operations that will have to take place before that. Like Hebrews 4:12 is operation of spirit, soul, and body, separating them, putting them in their proper place. But this scripture going to hold a valuable insight that I think the body of Christ praying in the Spirit destroying soul yokes. Praying in the Spirit destroying soul yokes. You're going to find out that's one of the slickest things Satan been using. Even though you prayed up, even though you love God, but he got that yoke. He probably put a yoke on your soul all the time. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder." You see that? "And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." And when you're praying in the Spirit, you're building in the anointing, you see. And it. If you don't know about those yokes, all of us got them. Hey. You know, you said this, "I don't have no yoke." You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it every day. All right. Now, here's another scripture. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 25. Because not only do Satan has yoke, but the Lord has yokes. But his yokes are for your protection. so you won't break out the yard. You won't break out holiness. You won't break out of sanctification. You see what I'm saying? His yoke is to check you, to hold you in place. It's a good yoke. But I'd rather wear his yoke than wear Satan's yoke. And my brother said, you're going to wear one of those yokes. So decide who yoke you're going to wear. But I'm going to show you how to destroy Satan's yoke and how to put on his yoke, which is to protect you. So it's two different kind of yoke. It's a destructive yoke and it's a yoke of blessing. Destructive yoke, we just read about. He said, you destroy them, destructive yoke, in Isaiah 10:27. But here we're going to read about Jesus' yoke. But I want to read some things prior to getting to it, because it's telling us something about Revelation. In Matthew 11:25, in my Bible, in the chapter, it said, rest from heavy laden. Rest is a place of rest. So in the 25th verse, it said, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Notice verse 27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now that revealing, that yoke being removed off of your soul, going to open up avenues for a lot of revelation that we've been missing. A lot of revelation. Now revelation is a powerful word. Revelation is seen out of the eyes of God. What God was seeing in such a situation, you look at it. When you're anointed with revelation, you see things like God sees them. Meaning, he gives you the ability to handle things the same way he would handle such a way. Are you following me? Now, he said in the 27th verse, all things delivered to me of my Father, no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son. Then he says this statement at the end of verse 27, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So revelation is very important. Now, revelation is not reading. Revelation is not memorizing. See, you can memorize a lot of scripture and think you're operating in revelation, but you just got them in your memory. Are you following me? You know, I say the 23rd Psalm, y'all will start quoting. Because most of y'all know the 23rd Psalm through memorization. But what is the revelation of the 23rd Psalm? How can I get manifestation? You see, that's what we got to do. We have a lot of good church people that clap, they dance, they sing, and they read their Bible, they memorize scripture. But in the time that we're living in, we're going to have to live in revelation. All right? So here, my goodness. So here, Jesus talk about his yoke now. Verse 28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. That's what the yoke's for, from Satan. And what he says in the 28th verse, last part, what he says, and I will what? I'll give you rest. Rest. Regardless of what's going on. When you have revelation, huh? When you got revelation, rest is going to come with it. There's nothing God can't handle. But you got to know that. Not by memorization, but by revelation. And then after revelation, anointing start coming on your life, and yokes start getting destroyed. All right, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I saw in that, that in that 28th verse, is a satanic yoke on your soul, on your mind, on your conscience, even though you're a Christian. But if you don't walk in revelation, Satan holds you in yokes, even though you pray in tongues, and even though you sing. And you have to understand that. So Jesus said, come unto me, all you that live in heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. See, that's another yoke. We destroyed the yoke in Isaiah 10:27. That was satanic yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Let me run your life. And learn of me. If I'm meek and lowly in heart, then he said, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Look what he said in that. Look what he said in the 30th verse. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, praying in the spirit destroys soul yokes. Now, you got to listen very carefully, because the Lord began to talk to me about this. And he said to tell you, be open, I'm about to take you in new places with new faces in the realm of the spirit. So this will not be a normal Bible study tonight. The Lord is desiring to place the prophetic in you. That you will be able to prophesy over your life situation yourself. In one aspect, he called calling things that be not as though they were. And they will become, because you will be speaking in the voice of God, and nothing can turn the voice of God down. I would that all of you all become a prophet over your life. Such a way you come up, you prophesy and go on about your business. Believe it that much, because it is real. But you got to get that yoke on the soul. See, the trap is one of the greatest demonical things Satan has pulled on the church is soul yokes. Yoke on your mind, yoke on your imagination, yoke on your thinking. We got to get them all. All right, so be open. I'm about to take you in new places with new faces in the realm of the spirit. Now listen very carefully, and I'll start giving you a point. From this day forward, let no one or nothing shut me down in your life. No one and nothing. I don't care what come up. Don't let them shut me down in your life. And I'll say this out from this prophecy you've given me. Because every time, we're going to whip them. Everything you dealing with in here tonight, about to get whipped. Power will be released in here tonight. On your life like never before, when you start destroying every yoke that Satan has tried to place on your soul. Are you following me? The Spirit of God said to me, it's a secret that Satan been having a long time. He'll let you sing, he'll let you dance, but when you get by yourself, he tighten that yoke up. As if you're not going to make it. I don't care what you're dealing with tonight. I don't care where you are, what country you're in. I don't care what you're dealing with. Tonight, prophetically, you're about to get totally free from any problem, any upset, anything against you. You're about to walk out. The lock is being taken off right now. And as you listen, as we go further, he's going to give you a greater revelation. Just take good notes. Pay close attention. Go ahead and sit down. Pay close attention. I got to get through this before I can go over here. You must travel in spirit, soul, and body, governed by the Holy Ghost. Spirit, not only your spirit, your soul and your body. Tonight, you must put them, all three, under the government of the Holy Ghost. So them little lies and them little tricks that have been coming up on us slick-wise, even though we pray in the spirit hour, even though we pray in God, but them little lies and them little tricks been coming in, all of us got them trying to come in on them. You're going to recognize them now. It's a yoke from Satan he's trying to put on my soul, and I'm not going to permit it. Stay open to me. I have plans for you. I got to say that again. Stay open to me. Stay open to me. I have plans, P-L-A-N, for you. You must travel in spirit, soul, and body, governed by the Holy Ghost. They all three will obey as you learn to yield them properly, knowing how to function in the mind of the spirit. Get that. Function in the mind of the spirit, in conscious of your soul, in mercies of your body. Sanctification of your total man. Sanctification. I need you to hear that. Sanctification of your total man. Other words, tonight we're learning from the Holy Spirit how to protect our total man. Other words, Satan will have no window to come through. You got the window set in your spirit, you got the window set in your soul, and you got the window set in your body. You're not going to accept it. You have power to put him out of all three areas. And then you can live the abundant life. Sanctification of your total man. Isn't that something? Right now, all the puzzles are being taken out of your life. Puzzle, baby, puzzle. All of y'all, some of y'all got puzzles? And just keep praying about them. But the Lord said, you better pull them out. I don't like no puzzle no way. I don't play them puzzle game. I ain't gonna be worrying myself about put this here and that. I just give me the whole picture. Let's get out of my face. The map of victory will be clear in every situation. You heard me? See, the only confusion you having as a Christian when you're dealing with something, your soul yoke has been holding you back. You believe God in the spirit, but the soul keep knocking on the door saying something else. From now on, you'll be able to tell it, shut up. I know who you are. You under my authority. Soul, I'm not under your authority. Thought, I'm not under your authority. You under my authority from this day forward. The map of victory will be very clear the rest of your life. Knowing how to read the map of victory. All all wrong direction are being shut down. All wrong direction are being shut down. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Things that you couldn't see will be in your vision bright and clear. See, that yoke blinding you too. You believe in God for something, but that yoke on your soul blind you from seeing what your spirit is saying. So he said, so rejoice for your great days ahead. Here, not ahead, you're here. Now, you saw that in Matthew's, how Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, right? And then he said, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You saw that, right? All right, let's look at a transitional route I use all the time, a transitional route that'll put you in place spiritually. When I name the scriptures, you're going to know about it, but it got about five or six shifting you could do in there. In Romans 8:26-28. I like that statement, all things work together. Do you like that?
Yes,
how many of y'all like all things work together? How many of y'all want all things to work together in your life? You designed by God for all things to work together for good. Isn't that something? All things. He said something. We are designed by God, and God have paid for. For all things, for you as his child, to work together for your good. Now, if nobody else is going to take it, I'm going to take it. I decree that everything in my life is going to work out for my good. See, you got to have faith. You can't be sitting here in the flesh. You got to recognize that the Spirit of God is in this place and that the Lord is talking to us and that you get in a position. I don't care if it do come up. If something come up, you declare, you look at it. He said, look, you don't know who you're messing with. All things work together for good for me. You know why? Everything already paid for. When Jesus died on that cross, he died for your health. He died for your healing. Yes, he did. He died for you to be blessed. Get your joy back. I say, get your joy back. Don't let situation determine how you're going to come out. You determine how the situation going to come out. That was a good one there. Huh? How many in here ever worried in their life about something? Better y'all lie, hold your hand up. Because everybody ever worried about something. Well, here I'm here to tell you tonight. You don't have to worry no more. Because you God child, God gonna work everything out for you. You just have to yield to him and listen to him and obey him like you're doing here tonight. You're here for instruction. You're here for direction. Right? Because you're here, you're a candidate for every type of lifestyle I talk about. And I heard the Holy Ghost just say it's about to get better. I just heard that. Everything is about to get better. You hear me online? Everything is about to get better in your life. For you are a yoke destroyer. Man. Romans 8:26. Yes, right. Now the first part of this verse Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Everybody clap. Thank God I got somebody to help my infirmity. Hey! You see what I'm saying? Likewise, he said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. So I got infirmity. You have infirmity. But if you know how to yield to the Spirit, what Romans 8:14 says? So if it looked like you're losing, you need to ask the question, am I being led? Come on now. Come on, talk to me now. If anything looked like it whipping your life and looked like you don't have the victory, stop. Pause. Meditate. Because if you don't see victory, you're listening to the wrong voice. If you don't see victory, you're looking out of the wrong eye. Now, one of Satan's greatest weapons is yoke on your soul. This is no Sunday school lesson. This is not all over the world. This is prophetically coming to you tonight so you can rise higher in your prophetic position. Because now you can pause and say, this must be a yoke in my soul. And I'm going in my spirit and I'm going to deal with this yoke. I'm going to whoop this yoke off of my soul. Cha-ta-ta-ra-ba-shaka. See, you see, start praying in the spirit. Now, the progression in these verses here, Romans 8, 26 through 28, I use them quite often. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. All right, see right there, you get help. Help is our infirmity. For we know that what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, and that means himself, maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. You see that?
Yes,
go to the next verse now. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now you're going from infirmities to the mind of the Spirit. See? Now, my brothers and sisters, if you let Satan keep you thinking in your infirmity, you're not going to be able to flow as God wants you to flow. See, you move in your infirmity, your flesh. But then, when I'm dealing with something, or am I trying to get somewhere, I want the mind of the Spirit. Pause there, we'll come back to that. Pause there, and we'll come back. Turn to Romans 9:1. After all of the enlightenment that came in Romans chapter 8 about the Spirit, he said, nay, and all these things were more than a conqueror. All things were together for good for them and love God, as many as led by the Spirit of God. That's all in the 8th chapter. He changed it from a carnal mind to a spiritual mind. Now, this verse, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. Now, look what it says here now. Look what it says here now. My conscience. Also, not my spirit. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. My mind, my imagination also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. What the witness in the Holy Ghost? That I can't be whipped. How you believe that Jesus hung on that cross? Because he knew he was coming down and he knew he was coming out. So sometime when something come in your life don't work out right, just know it's going to be a resurrection. Sometime, my brothers and sisters, what Satan try to do you, promote you. Because you find out you can whip him at another level. Had you never known that, you wouldn't know you have it. For the next time. And the next time. And the next time. Go back to Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to pray. Ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Go to 27 for it. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now you see, you're going from infirmities to the mind of the Spirit. I do it all the time. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession. Now we're going to another level now, of the saint according to the will of God. Mind of the Spirit belong to me. The will of God belong to me. Go further now. Watch this. Now who like this voice here? Look what this voice says. This is some kind of voice. You see it? The first part is important. And we are ignorant. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. How many of y'all love God? To them are called according to his purpose. So you got infirmities, you got the mind of the Spirit, you got the will of God, you got the love of God, all of them three voices. You got the love of God, the call of God, and the purpose of God. It's telling me when I'm in that arena, all things, there you go, work together for good. So you mean to tell me I can leave here tonight? No matter what I came here with, knowing that all things gonna work together for my good? Are you telling me because I took that yoke off my soul, huh, and put Jesus' yoke on, I'm going to walk out here tonight no matter what come up next week, next month, next year. I know all things work together for my good, even if it look bad. The bad it look, the greater the resurrection going to be. I said the bad it look, the greater the resurrection going to be. What about the statement? All things work together for good for them that love God. Well, how many things?
All things.
So everything you're dealing with right now, whether it look good or bad, it's going to work together for your good. I'm hearing now from the Spirit. Never heard this before. But you're dealing with tonight putting your soul in a resurrected position. In other words, because your spirit lives in a resurrected position, now, by the insight God has given us about Satan holding us down with yoke on our soul, yoke on our thinking, yoke on our imagination, we know how to deal with it now. We resurrect from all that. So that means worry and fear gone. Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. That love, power, and sound mind is not just when everything looks like it's going right. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So any problem been holding you down or keeping you worried is it has been a yoke on your soul. Now, with that insight, functioning in it right, meaning your yoke days are over. I'm talking about bad days, you know what I'm talking about? You're going to wear the right yoke. The yoke of victory. The yoke of triumph. The yoke of blessing. The yoke of God's goodness. See? Ain't no sense wearing no two yoke. You ever saw a car with two yokes on it? He don't need no two yoke. And I ain't going to let a car be better than me. I ain't wearing Satan's yoke. I'm going to wear the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? Always hearing and seeing in the realm of the Spirit. If you're not shifting in the Spirit by praying in the Holy Ghost daily, your spirit, soul, and body are drifting in the system of Satan. We must release the power and the fire every day and through the day. I just told you, put it in Romans 12:1-3, this thought. Look at this power translation by praying in the Holy Spirit. Romans 12:1-3. I give you the 3 points now. Stirring up the mercy of God to control your body, putting and keeping your mind in a spiritual position, opening the mystery of grace and faith. All that happened in Romans 8. That's why he says all things work together for good. Boy, suppose you believe that. Suppose tonight you can grasp faith to believe that. No matter what come up, all things gonna work together for my good. Sometimes God use your enemy for promotion. Not to shut you down, for promotion. Oh my. All right. Turn to 2 Corinthians 13:14. Communion of the Holy Ghost is released. Communion of the Holy Ghost is released. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Boy, that's a loaded verse there. I mean, the grace of our Lord Jesus, all right, that's one. And the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you, all man. Now, tell me what can you lose with that? Tell me if you really meditate that verse in a situation. I'm packing. I got the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the love of God. And I have the communion of the Holy Ghost with me. Now, who can whoop that? It makes Satan nervous while I was just reading it here at the group. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus whooped everything. Whooped Satan, whooped the cross. He whooped everything by grace. And then the love of God, God loved me. Huh? I got God love. And then the communion of the Holy Ghost. You mean to tell me the Holy Ghost is going to talk to me and tell me to turn left and right, stop, run, shout, jump? My brothers and sisters, this is real. I live it every day. For 5 decades. It's so real. God wants you free because you're his child. Stop selling for less. God wants you to have the best. You heard me? Lord have mercy. Let me say it to you again, because that's the way he spoke it to me. Soul yokes is a secret that Satan had been using to secretly keep God's children in different kind of bondage. Soul yokes. Listen, right there. Soul yokes around the world will be destroyed tonight. And I just heard this. The Holy Spirit said, I'm going to point them out to you. In other words, now, something troubling, the Holy Ghost is going to point out, hey, that's a soul yoke. You can handle this. Let me ask you a question, then, y'all sitting there looking at me like that. How many of y'all ever heard of a soul yoke? You see how I'm talking about, I hadn't heard it either until the Holy Spirit, I was praying, and he said, I want you to minister on getting rid of these soul yoke. That's why I said the whole world going to be coming to a prophetic step. I mean, I don't care how many scriptures you know, but if you don't know about the soul yoke, the Lord is exposing Satan. That's a yoke he can't keep on you. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this strong statement here. You more powerful than the devil. Don't let him lie to you. The greater one lives on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So the Holy Spirit want me to ask you now, why do you think you're going to lose in that situation? That's a lie being told to you by the enemy. He know he can't keep you down. He know he can't whip you. Good God Almighty. Let's talk about this a minute. I'm going to show you a scripture. Making a pathway for the word to flow easy. Jude 20. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Huh? When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're setting a path for the word. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. In other words, they are anointed. And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So when you're praying in the spirit, your words are coming up to be spirit and life to destroy every yoke. My goodness. Go back and look at Matthew 11:30 again. What all believers need is rest for your soul. Say, rest for my soul.
Rest for my soul.
Didn't say about rattling. Resting. You don't supposed to be up in the ring with an opponent that can't whoop you, no way. The fight over when you step in the ring. Why he called it the good fight of faith? Because it can't fail. Our God anointed Jesus and Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Listen. Your help is available. Keep fighting. Don't give up. Expect to wake up one morning without it. Please don't hug it. Please don't act like you're satisfied, because God wants you healthy. God wants you healthy and wealthy. They don't want to talk about it, but that's stupid. That's stupid. I want everything God wants me to have. walking with a supernatural soul every day through the power of Jesus' connection. Every failure you are having is a soul failure. Good God Almighty. You have the ability and the power, my brothers and sisters. I only have a few more minutes. You have the ability and power of releasing heavenly fire. Acts 2, 1 through 4, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Say, tongue of fire fell on them. Now you got tongues of fire on you. You in any situation, you let me pray in the Holy Ghost 15 minutes. I'm coming out as another man. I felt the anointing hit me when I said that. You let me pray 15 minutes in the Holy Ghost. And we'll talk after that. It seemed like praying in the Spirit make you a superman. I stop praying in the Holy Ghost 15 minutes. I'll cut up in you. I'll look at your problem and laugh at it, slap you. Say, you out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is real, man. This is no religion. This is revelation. Enter into your rest tonight. That whatever bothers you is only temporary. You cannot hear messages like these and stay the same. Look at three people and tell them, I ain't going down. I ain't worried about no English either. Y'all got too much English. I ain't worried about no English. Your English can't handle this. So I say, I ain't going down. I ain't worried about all that proper talking, because your proper talking can't stop this. You got to be anointed. Don't be correcting my English. I said it on purpose. I can say, I am not going down. John chapter 7. Here's one thing you're going to have to do. Verse 37 through 39. Keeping the rivers flowing. Keeping the rivers flowing. When you're praying in the Spirit, what you're doing is you're keeping the rivers flowing. See how it says? John 7, 37 through 39. The last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then the 39th verse says this, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. But thank God, the Holy Ghost is given. Well, Jesus was not yet glorified. Thank God, Jesus is glorified. Huh? So we're living in a glory world, right? You don't want to just be a church member. You don't want to just take communion. You want to take the whole life. Tell two people, live it, baby, live it. They got to be real, man. You got to take it home with you. You can't just come to church and you're nice people, but take it home with you. Your whole spectrum of your life been changed tonight by finding out about that yoke and finding out how to destroy it. Ain't no yoke on your spirit. Satan ain't got no yoke to fit your spirit. But he tied up in your soul and your sensory in your body. But that's over, isn't it? Tapping in God's mysteries on a daily basis, 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaketh in the spirit speaketh not unto man, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh his mystery. From now on, every mystery of your attack, you will know how to handle it. Nothing can attack you mysteriously. You're going to see clean through it. You're going to see who's doing it. You're going to get them out of the way. You're going to get out of their way. And you ain't going to be my friend no more with your lying self. Talking about, I love you, and on the phone with somebody the next night, talking about, she ain't going to make it. I don't need to be talking to you. Matter of fact, you might have too many friends. How many of y'all had, Dad, put your hand up. How many of y'all ever had a friend let you down? Don't put your hand up. Supposed to be friends. She couldn't help it. She put her hand up. She couldn't. Discernment. Put that down. Discernment. Practice spiritual discernment. Because a lot of time, the problem you have, somebody else told it to you. Isn't that something? The problem you have, somebody else told it to you. Sold it to you too. Prayer released angels to do the impossible. Acts chapter 12, 1 through 11. I'm not going to go to the screen. I'm going to kind of finish. Write that down. Praying in the Spirit unlocked the blessings in God's word. John 6:63. The words that I speak to you. Not the person sitting next to you. Or spirit and life. Praying in the Spirit will keep you in the Spirit. I'm going to go to this one. In the presence of God. Revelation 1:10. John said, Revelation 1:10. John said, I was in the Spirit of the Lord. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind. See, when you're in the Spirit, and I'm going to break some English up too right now. I'm supposed to say hear, yeah, but I'm going to say when you're in the Spirit, you heard. When you're in the Spirit, I know for a fact I've had situations, but when I stepped off in the Spirit, in the anointing, I heard direction that didn't seem possible. I've heard direction that it looked like it was the wrong direction, but it turned out to be the supreme right direction. Because my mind was telling me, do this another way. And somebody else will tell you, do it another way. But when you hear the word of God, follow that. As many as led by the Spirit of God. See, you can't follow God with your senses. You can't follow God with your feeling. You can't follow God with your fear. Huh? And if you're going to live the abundant life, you got to make some decisions in the Spirit. All right? And if you're going to live the abundant life, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to lose a few friends. Few religious friend, girl, you believe all that? Tell them, hell yeah, I believe. I'm gonna wait. Let's see, you know, I gotta say this again because it's been working on my heart. We got three families in here. They're tired of. And they're sowing. One man stood up and testified that he told his wife he wanted to come to church with him. He'd been coming here for years. And he said, just follow me, honey. She was working, he was working. And he said, he paid his house off. And he says, a few steps from being a millionaire. Yeah. And then I know God did this for a reason. I'm not going to tell it to everybody because some people don't deserve to hear it. Two families in the church received $300,000. Wait a minute. Both of them tithed. $30,000 from both of them came to the ministry. I ain't telling you who they are because y'all going to start begging or something like that. God forbid. But they're rich. All they got to do is use it with wisdom and see through tithing, God have taught them. Now, I had a woman here one time. She got in some money. She left the church. She ain't want tithe. The Lord told me she ain't want tithe. And the money didn't last long because she got all tied up. See, don't be worried about where you are now. Just be faithful and follow God's instruction. Why would God give two families $300,000? You wouldn't mind if that be you? Would you receive it? Or some of y'all gonna set y'all like a cute. Would you receive it if God, would you receive it? Well, it's on the way. God is showing us something. All you do is be faithful. See, the tithing and the giving, preachers ain't got no business begging you to tithe, begging you for money. The tithing and the giving, because every time I saw, I don't know how I got off on it, but I need to deal with it. Every time I saw somebody won the lottery, their family turned on them, their marriage broke up. You know why? It wasn't trained by God to handle money. See, tithing is training. Sowing seed is training. And once you learn how to tithe where you are and sow seed where you are, he's going to trust you with more. Because money will destroy you. You'll get ugly ways. Oh, Lord, that money will make you ugly if you don't know how to handle it. So the Father loves you enough not to give it to you. I'm telling you, learn how to tie. Now, if you a line tied up, you ain't ready yet. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You don't want no $300,000 if you don't know how to tie. That money going to whoop your tail. I'm telling you. Because you're going to get high-minded. And then you use to speak when you come to church. I ain't gonna talk. Lord, and you got three or four more suits and about nine dresses, because the women always buy nine dresses. I better close, Leroy. Come on. Let me ask you a question. You don't need to hold your hand up. But according to what you're doing with what you have now, how much can you have? Some preacher stupid enough to try to train the church that tithing not right. Malachi? I read Malachi? You think I'm going to be stupid enough not to tithe? When my wife and I got married, we didn't have a quarter. She married a broke man. We couldn't even go on a honeymoon. My brother gave me $100. That time, you can get a room for $20. So we went to Baton Rouge and stayed 3 nights. I saw that $100 look like $1 million, you know. Then you got a man crazy enough. You got 3 children, you're in debt, and he's driving the yard talking about he's quitting his job. Huh? Then you're still broke. He called you 2 years later and tell you quit. This joke is going out of his mind. And she flowed through all that. But we kept on tithing. Once I found the revelation of tithing, we kept tithing with what we had. He don't expect for you to tithe with what you have. And then he give us the revelation of money coming. Put the seed on the step. Put the seed. Bring the seed. Sow the seed. Sow the seed. And then he know when he give you money, you're going to sow. So what's the hold up with my money? Tithe. Seed time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I love you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because I ain't coming here begging for no money. Y'all know? I ain't reading no 19 scriptures talking about if you don't go, you're going to hell. You ain't going to hell, but you're going to catch hell on here.